This is Susan B. Brock of Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm honored to be speaking with Clarice Schmidt very shortly, Saturday, December 11th. The Schmidt family is hosting an old-fashioned Christmas presented by the Telluride Historical Museum. The date is December 11th, the time 1 to 5. Clarice, thank you for joining me.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Could you describe a day in your life when you were a young wife married to Paul and working on the ranch? What was a day in your life like?
Oh, did you get that? What was a day in your life like as a young married wife? Busy, busy.
What was busy like?
Well, I was had chores outside, 300 laying hens to take care of, then gather eggs and shut chickens up at night and help with the milking. We had 6-7 cows, and I would milk 2 or 3 cows, and then I had the separator to wash that separate the cream from the milk, and just 4 kids and 3 good meals a day and 2 small children that had to be rocked to sleep or down for a nap and find something for the 2 older children to do so they'd be quiet.
Okay. And you went to bed about what time?
When did you go to bed?
Sometimes I went to bed by 10 o'clock, but sometimes I didn't quite make it. And if I went to bed at 9 o'clock, you can be sure I walked in my sleep and finished up what I was going to do. Sleep.
I can see it all now. I can see you chopping onions and preparing potatoes in your sleep. It's a little bit scary. Could you please tell me then, you're going to have a lot of people coming to the old ranch on December 11th for the museum event. Could you describe for them what Christmas used to be like up on Wilson Mesa?
Yes. I'm going to try to go up, but depends on the weather if I can stay up in the Christmas tree farm.
Yes. But could you tell me, Clarice, what it used to be like at Christmas up on Wilson Mesa?
When I first got married, my in-laws didn't celebrate much on Thanksgiving, Christmas, any time. And they might say happy birthday on your birthday, and that was it. They mm-hmm. didn't do gifts. And when I married Paul, I said, I can't do this. We got to have Christmas. And then after we had children, they had toys. Sometimes they was homemade toys.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we could get ahead a little bit and buy them something.
Yeah. Was Christmas a day where you had big family?
I always tried to cook. If we didn't have a turkey, why we'd do a big rooster, or else we had lots of ham and pork meat, and we always had pumpkin pies because I could just barely make it a small pumpkin up there in the garden. We always had a big garden, and everything we could grow, we utilized into jars or into the cellar.
So Christmas was a big feast.
It was a big thing for me, and then it came to be a big thing for my husband, and his youngest brother really appreciated Christmas. But and sometimes my father-in-law would be appreciative of it. But mostly they were just hard-working people, and every minute in the day counted on
getting things done,
getting everything all done, and having things put away and done. You know, you never left your garden rake outside or your hoe. You never, when they fixed fence, all of the tools had to be brought back and stored in the shed.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember your favorite Christmas present ever?
My favorite Christmas present?
Yes.
Was, I think it was from my husband, and he gave me a new red blanket. And I still have that red blanket. Sometimes I think I've already did new bindings on it, but it's still a good blanket.
And it's on her bed right now.
Thank you, Jane. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. This has been Susan V. Brock of Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Clarice Schmidt and sometimes with her daughter, Jane. The family is co-hosting with the Telluride Historical Museum an old-fashioned Christmas at their ranch in Wilson Mesa, Saturday, December 11th, 1 to 5. With any luck, you might get to meet Clarice.
I'm going to try to be up there the 11th, but the 12th is my 92nd birthday.
Oh, and happy birthday. Thank you so much for joining me, both of you. I appreciate the conversation.